The meeting Wednesday in Shanghai brings together the five permanent members of the United Nations Security Council, plus Germany and the European Union. The delegates will discuss increasing incentives for Iran to stop enriching uranium and to cooperate fully with the UN's International Atomic Energy Agency. The United States, France, Britain, Germany, and the EU are concerned Iran wants to use enriched uranium to build nuclear weapons and have been pushing for stronger sanctions against Tehran. Iran denies the allegations and rejects the UN demands despite three rounds of limited sanctions. Russia and China, both permanent Security Council members, do a lot of business with Iran and have been reluctant to support tougher sanctions. Shunding Li is an expert on nuclear politics at Shanghai's Fudan University. He says China is in a delicate balancing act, trying to please both sides in the dispute.
We have to care Iran's legitimate right for civilian nuclear energy, and the Western countries' legitimate demand for Iran to clarify its nuclear past. So China is caught. We need to do both, but this might not reconcile.
Iran is China's third largest source of imported oil. Shun says Beijing will not likely support tougher sanctions unless more evidence emerges of a nuclear weapons program. International pressure against Iran eased somewhat when a U.S. intelligence report said Iran had halted plans on developing nuclear weapons several years ago. Shun says a breakthrough at the Shanghai talks is not likely. Iran has refused offers of economic, diplomatic, and security incentives, as well as cooperation on civilian nuclear power. But in a possible sign of flexibility, Iranian officials this week said compensation for economic damage caused by the sanctions should be a part of the negotiations. Iran's foreign minister also said Tehran would soon offer a proposal to resolve the dispute. He gave no details, but said any agreement would have to respect Iran's rights and not limit them, an apparent reference to its nuclear programs. Daniel Scharf for VOA News, Shanghai.